Here is the text translated into English. U.S. seized tanker near Venezuela, just as warrant was set to expire, court document shows. Venezuela-U.S. tensions spike in wake of seized tanker as Nobel winner vows change. EU vote on Mercosur trade deal set for next week. Denmark says U.S. House passes bill to fast-track natural gas pipeline permitting. How tight supply? AI demand propelled copper towards $12,000. Exclusive. Russia's monthly oil and gas revenue poised to hit lowest since August 2020. U.S. Admiral leading U.S. troops in Latin America to step down. Venezuela's Nobel laureate, Machado, says she aims for peaceful transition after Maduro. Russia increases oil production in November, says Deputy PM Novak. Huawei's latest handset uses improved China-made chip. Report shows SpaceX insider share sale sets $800 billion valuation as it prepares to go public, Bloomberg News reports. Jury orders Johnson & Johnson to pay $40 million to two women in latest talc trial. SpaceX insider share sale sets $800 billion valuation. Bloomberg News reports Bitcoin hoarding company's strategy remains in NASDAQ 100. U.S. lawmaker demands details on Trump's decision to sell NVIDIA H200 chips to China. Battery X Metals submits draft registration for U.S. exchange listing. U.S. President's new Air Force One jet from Boeing delayed again. Live Nation. Ticketmaster must face sprawling class action over prices. Brazilian airline Azul gets bankruptcy court approval for debt restructuring. Bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers calls for export controls on synthetic DNA sequences. EU agrees to indefinitely freeze Russian assets, removing obstacle to Ukraine loan. Dutch report calls for $176 billion tech spend, jobless benefit cuts. UK public inflation expectations ticked lower in November. BOE says South Africa's 2026 inflation expectations drop after new target. French consumer prices rise 0.8% in November, matching estimates. Spain's inflation rate holds steady at 3.2% in November. California sues Trump administration over terminated transportation grants. Canada's WestJet to pause non-adjustable seat rollout, seek passenger feedback. JP Morgan's Diamond Signals support for Kevin Warsh as Fed chair. FT reports investors eager for delayed data to shed light on U.S. economy. Court rejects Planned Parenthood's challenge to Trump-backed law ending Medicaid funding. Trump says he is leaning toward Warsh or Hassett to lead the Fed, WSJ reports. Wall Street ends lower, fears of AI bubble and inflation send investors away. With rates near neutral, how much more can the Fed really cut in 2026? Stocks drop as AI exuberance worries linger. U.S. yields jump. Fed's Daily says this week's rate cut was right move for Fed. Tether submits proposal to acquire Juventus, football club stake. Interactive Brokers now allows to fund accounts with stablecoins. Bybit introduces BYUSDT, allowing easy earn assets to function as trading margin while retaining yield. BTCC Exchange wins Best Centralized Exchange, Community Choice. At Being Crypto 100 Awards 2025, Theramune appoints Jacob Asbury as Chief Financial Officer. Bitcoin price today? On course for weekly gains and feed outlook, Pakistan grants preliminary approval to Binance and HTX crypto exchanges. India Central Bank deputy warns stablecoins pose risks to economy. Terraform's Doquan sentenced to 15 years for crypto fraud, test machine, secures over 6.5 min venture funding. To expand AI-driven blockchain security solutions, FDA approves Akiga for BRCA2 mutated prostate cancer. FobiAI obtains partial revocation of cease trade order for financing. FDA approves Milestone's Nasalspray for rapid PSVT treatment. Kathy, Woods Arc sells Tesla stock, buys Robinhood and Block. Ferrovial announces new 800 million euro share repurchase program. Gray Media completes 250 million notes offering at premium. Silver Elephant Mining closes first tranche of private placement. Spartan Resources completes $410,000 private placement.